Hi, so this is the Classic Cult TV Club, and today we're just doing a few obituaries, I guess.
Yes.
Looking at a few people that have passed away recently.
So, obviously, the most recent one is Maggie Smith, who is our wonderful Professor McGonagall for the youngsters.
Yes.
Who passed away. She was an absolute champ. She is so funny. There's a lot of her videos coming out now in Reels and on TikTok.
Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't know, it's 60-second video clips that showcase how awesome she was. Mm. And they're just little compilations of just her magnificent personality and
light, silly fun,
absolutely wonderful. Mm. She went through breast cancer while filming Harry Potter and was a right champ and was like just kind of soldiered on through it. And sorry, I'm saying like right champ and but that was her to a T. She was a little chav. Mm-hmm. She was teaching someone on SNL how to speak and she was like, "Oh, you got to talk like this to get a bit of the old English cockney." And it was very funny. She did it in song. The lady could sing. The lady was absolutely talented.
Well, you had to be able to sing in most of it.
Yes.
Well, she was kind of pigeonholed in that kind of prim proper role, which she did very well, but she could, she had range.
I swear she was not prim and proper as a person. She was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm currently watching a movie from 1984 with her and Michael Palin. It's a comedy.
Oh, what's that called?
A Private Function.
A Private Function.
Mm-hmm. And it's set in the 40s during rationing, and it's a take on rationing. And one of her famous lines was that, "Please do not bring feet to the table." This is
A gyropodist.
And walks around with a huge foot, which is clearly a Monty Python. We watched Hook recently, and she was
Hook, right?
Wendy in Hook, you know, the Robin Williams.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah, and I went like, and so that was just before she passed. We watched that, and it was like, oh, I forgot she was in this. This is so good, you know. And that would have been in the 90s.
Yeah, she was in a
was
lot.
Was she
of
a grown-up Wendy or a child Wendy?
Have you not watched the movie?
No, I have not seen her.
Oh, we watched.
Okay, so
watched
short version.
No.
I haven't seen Hook actually.
Okay,
we'll watch it.
I haven't seen it.
Probably not the right. Well, if Angus hasn't seen it, you definitely would have said you wouldn't be in the right. Yeah.
She definitely did a lot of cult classics as well. I mean, it's not yet, but Downton Abbey was 100. It will be 100% a cult classic.
Yeah.
It's just not a 20-year-old cult classic.
Immediately, it shows the Robin Williams' Hook as well. Sister Act, which, I mean, that was a fantastic.
I forgot!
I really loved her character in the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, which if you haven't seen, it's a really nice movie. She goes from being this racist, stuck-up person to someone with the biggest heart, and it's a really awesome character change and plot development. I think it's quite a fun and relaxing kind of movie. It's not like anything you need to stress too much. She was in Secret Garden in 1993.
Love that.
Nanny McPhee, Death on the Nile.
She was in Nanny McPhee. The second. She was the lady in the general store with dementia.
She was in David Copperfield, of course. Yes.
Daniel Radcliffe.
So she was absolutely fantastic. So I really want to give her a moment in the sunlight.
She was in everything. I used to give my lab Kelpie Cross Dixie, I used to give her the nickname the Duchess because she could give me a withering look that was only comparable to Maggie Smith. And I think that was, it was from her character in Downton Abbey.
The next person I really want to showcase is James Earl Jones, famously known for his roles in Conan the Barbarian, The Lion King.
And Star Wars.
Coming to America.
Probably more appropriately Star Wars.
Field of Dreams.
He was in a couple of
really good
big ones.
In Conan the Barbarian.
In Conan, he was great.
He was the main villain. And
Tulsa Doom.
I could imagine him playing a villain.
Yeah. He was just very...
He was the high priest of this cult.
I feel like that he
and
would...
And a snake cult.
As a villain, I feel like he would have a real Brian Blessed in kind Flash of, Gordon but, kind of but villain. Less,
he was but more less, measured, more methodical, calm.
Rule Julia in Street Fighter.
I know this means nothing to you guys, but he was in the animated movie Robots. which I absolutely loved.
It was so good.
I think it's fantastic.
I think it's just the time when
that's a very underrated movie. Yeah. 2005. Next year, I'm bringing that to the table. That is my two picks for next year.
I'm watching it twice.
100%. That is what's going to happen. But yeah, he was absolutely fantastic. He had such a love for what he did. He moved into voice acting work as well, but he was every now and then recognized for Darth Vader, apparently. And people would be like, oh, wow, you're Darth Vader. And he'll be like, yes, yes, I am. Hello. It's nice to meet you. He was such a kind person and such a soft soul by the looks of things, from what he presented in media.
He's got a very good reputation.
Yes.
Ah, underrated in, I don't know if this is probably showing my age more than everyone else's, but the movie The Sandlot Kids?
No one remember that one?
It's good. And at the end, he's in the movie for like 5-10 minutes tops, and then just basically, it's almost like a rolls up the sleeves, all right, guys, let's show you how it's done. You know, it just is so good. It's a kid's movie, and he just kind of comes through and just puts his touch of class over the whole movie. So good.
He's such a classy man. And his voice is just so...
Yeah.
Oh, that man could do audiobooks, and I'd be happy.
Yeah.
He could read the phone book, and you'd be happy.
So the final person I want to talk about is Bernard Hill. Probably not as well known by most people, but he was the
King Theoden.
King Theoden in Lord of the Rings. He was also in Titanic, which I didn't realize, and I genuinely
was the captain, wasn't it?
Yeah, I genuinely really liked him in that.
Where I got that from?
He was also in The Scorpion King, which is hilarious. So I think we covered everything really well.
Yeah.
If you want to check out any of Maggie Smith, James Earl Jones, or Bernard Hill's works, it's definitely worthwhile. Yeah. Weirdly enough, Conan the Barbarian stuff, I would 100% recommend, because it holds up really well. You would be surprised at how well it actually does hold up.
Yeah, definitely.
It's very, very good. But those were some fantastic people that did some fantastic works. Check them out, because, you know, they deserve it.
Bye!